Apparently, a good sermon should be like a comet, dazzling, eye-opening, and over before you know it. So as I finish, let me just add a few words to help us think about this Christmas season. There's a story told of someone who was coming out of church one day, and the vicar was standing at the door, as always, to shake hands with the worshippers. He grabbed the person by the hand and pulled him aside. The vicar said to him, "You need to join the army of the Lord." Unfazed, the man replied, "I'm already in the army of the Lord, Vicar." So the vicar inquired, "Then how come I only see you at Christmas and at Easter?" And the man whispered back, "I'm in the secret service." Is worshipping God something confined solely to Christmas and Easter? What motivates people to come at these times? Why do you come to church? Well, I hope it's to capture that sense of joy and well-being that we get from celebrating the birth of Christ, to share perhaps in the traditions that have been part of our life in this country for centuries, and to tap into something that makes connections with how we live our lives today. You've seen the advertising by the animal charities that say a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. Well, can I add that to that and say that God is not just for Christmas, but for life. God has a word for us, and that word is Jesus, his Son. John's Gospel tells us in majestic, poetic form how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And because of that initiative, we have access to God. It is remarkable, really. We can become part of God's family. Now, I know that you only visit some relatives at Christmas or send distant friends Christmas cards, but God invites each one of us to have a daily chat with him in prayer, in meeting together week by week to worship him and to live our lives for him and for others. No Christian should be in the secret service. We have a great message of hope which needs to be shared and proclaimed. So as we celebrate the birth of Christ, let us recommit ourselves to spending time with God in 2016 as we meet together as the family of God in each church where we worship. To finish with, here's a post from social media that I found in the last few days, which I hope doesn't characterise any of us. My goal for 2016 is to accomplish the goals of 2015, which I should have done in 2014, because I made a promise in 2013 and planned in 2012. Maybe now is the time to do something about it. Amen.